Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news element sponsored by element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at element.fm. Now to the news. In today's episode, we're exploring how Linux is gearing up to support Intel's In-Memory Analytics Accelerator, or IAA, across a wider range of platforms. If you've kept an eye on data acceleration or server hardware, you might know that IAA began its life tied firmly to high-end Intel Xeon processors, especially in server environments. But with Intel's latest moves, we're seeing this powerful technology branching out to include more accessible system-on-chips or SoCs like the upcoming Wildcat Lake family. This marks a pretty significant shift, not just for Linux users, but for anyone interested in the evolution of processor-based acceleration. To kick off, let's dig into what IAA actually is and why it matters for both large-scale and edge computing scenarios. Intel's IAA, or In-Memory Analytics Accelerator, is a hardware add-on designed to speed up analytics workloads by handling memory operations much more efficiently than general-purpose CPUs alone. For use cases that chew through massive datasets, think real-time data analytics, rapid data compression and decompression, or transactional database operations, IAA makes a legitimate difference. Traditionally, features like this were the preserve of enterprise-grade Xeon chips, priced out of reach for a lot of smaller businesses, hobbyists, or emerging markets. That's changing, with Intel now paving the way to offer IAA a support in new chip families, Panther Lake, and most interestingly, Wildcat Lake. Wildcat Lake SoCs are the cost-effective successors to the older Lake N and Twin Lake chips, and are set to create new options for entry-level servers, edge computing nodes, and more. The move hints at Intel's broader strategy, making data acceleration available not just within deep-pocketed server rooms, but on affordable platforms desktop to data center. Of course, getting hardware-level features like IAA deployed in the real world always depends on tight collaboration with the software that runs under the hood. Enter the Linux community, which is driving the kernel and driver improvements needed to unlock IAA for these new SoC keys. So let's break down the current state of play. As we near the release of the Linux 6.18 kernel, kernel devs are hard at work to wire up official support for Wildcat Lake SoCs using the Intel DXD, or Data Acceleration Driver. This means adding new device IDs so the driver recognizes Intel's latest chips and can make their IACA functionality available to user space applications. From the outside, this might seem straightforward, but in kernel terms, each of these tweaks is essential. Without them, newer hardware sits idle or underused. For people running Linux on enterprise hardware, or trying to stretch every ounce of performance from a budget server, this kind of support is absolutely vital. Now, in terms of practical impact, adding IAA to mainstream SoCs like Wildcat Lake paves the way for a whole range of new applications and efficiency wins. Edge computing, where resources are slim but demand for real-time data crunching is high, stands to benefit in particular, as do cost-conscious small businesses, labs, home offices, or anyone running Linux on newer Intel platforms. With IAA helping with things like in-memory database computations, cryptography workloads, or even the kind of compression algorithms you'd use to roll out updates or serve multimedia files, the improvement in responsiveness and efficiency could be substantial. From a consumer perspective, the extraordinary news is that features previously reserved for expensive hardware are starting to appear in commodity chips. This democratizes access to modern compute acceleration and gives open-source users a clear innovation runway, with the Linux community squarely in the driver's seat. But as with any fast-moving kernel effort, the story isn't all roses. There are notable hurdles standing in the way of a seamless rollout. For starters, implementing IAE support in the mainline Linux kernel involves more than just recognizing the right hardware. It requires robust drivers, thoughtful feature gating, and extensive testing. The Intel DXD driver, which is at the heart of this integration, must be kept up to date, and the device ID matching has to account for all the upcoming SoCs, Panther Lake and Wildcat Lake included. When new chips launch, they often surprise kernel maintainers with subtle differences. Failing to catch these quickly can mean important features go unused in real-world deployments. What's more, some of the most popular Linux distributions, like Ubuntu and Debian, have seen driver packages become orphaned, that is, unmaintained or lagging behind upstream changes. This can block the delivery of working IA support to users, causing performance gaps or outright incompatibility unless these packages are swiftly updated. It's a timely reminder that open source hardware innovation depends not just on writing great drivers, but but on keeping a supply chain of maintainers, testers, and package managers all rowing in the same direction. A breakdown anywhere along that chain can stall entire features, no matter how exciting the silicon is underneath the hood. Taking a broader view, there is a palpable sense of urgency inside the Linux and Intel communities to tackle these bottlenecks before Wildcat Lake hits mass adoption. Kernel maintainers know that robust out-of-the-box support for IAA on launch day could make Linux the go-to choice for businesses or power users looking to leverage these new chips, especially in emerging markets or cost-sensitive sectors. We're seeing regular collaboration between upstream kernel devs and Intel engineers, with a close eye on quality assurance, user experience, and smooth handoff to major Linux distributions. On the technical side, driver adaptations for IA mean not just enabling core acceleration features, but also supporting monitoring, fine-grained control, and diagnostics. This ensures system administrators and performance engineers have the right tools to quantify the benefits, tweak settings, and troubleshoot workloads. Moreover, as feedback from actual users starts rolling in, kernel devs will likely push frequent updates to the Intel DXD driver, improving compatibility and ironing out early bugs. Rather than a one-off effort, this process is iterative. The foundation built for Wildcat Lake will support not only today's chips, but whatever future variants Intel introduces down the track. The long-term impact for the Linux ecosystem may be even more significant than the launch headlines suggest. By getting leading-edge hardware support into the kernel early, the open-source community ensures Linux remains a flexible high-performance option for enterprise and consumer workloads. It gives everyone from cloud providers to garage tinkerers a chance to try advanced features as soon as the silicon ships, often months before rivals. From a technology strategy perspective, this is the kind of move that levels the playing field, encouraging real competition and faster innovation. So what's next? In the weeks leading up to the Linux 6.18 kernel release, we'll see ever more commits tied to IAA enablement for Wildcat Lake and its Panther Lake sibling. Major distributions will need to cherry-pick these updates or backport changes to their stable branches if they want to offer day one support when hardware lands. For users running development branches, you might spot improvements to device probing, more robust error handling, or better documentation around IAA features. In parallel, expect blog posts and changelogs from both Linux kernel teams and Intel, providing insights into the details, such as which Wildcat Lake SKUs support IAA, and what real-world performance gains look like. The other practical thing to watch is the pace of engagement from the broader open-source community. How quickly are third-party projects, libraries, and userland tools adapting to leverage new hardware features? This secondary wave of adoption, after the kernel lands the basics, often determines how quickly businesses and developers see value day-to-day. Another aspect is keeping an eye on the bug trackers. Early hardware launches usually come with teething issues, so reporting problems helps the community respond faster. If you're considering a Wildcat Lake system to run Linux workloads, watching how drivers and distributions mature in the months after release is a smart move. For those working in enterprise IT, following Intel and kernel mailing lists is a great way to stay ahead of curve, spotting best practices, tuning guides, and war stories that can shape real deployments. Let's zoom out for a final assessment. The incoming support for Intel IAA in Wildcat Lake Class SO6 is a textbook example of hardware and software coming together to create fresh possibilities across the computing spectrum. Linux has always prided itself on rapid hardware support, getting drivers and features upstream as quickly as possible, and this effort underscores why that community approach keeps it at the heart of innovation. With these advancements, we'll see previously high-priced server capabilities land on affordable devices, reshaping choices for everyone from individual hackers to enterprises deploying fleets of compact servers. The challenges on the road, keeping drivers maintained, distribution packages fresh, and user feedback flowing, only highlight the importance of the open model. As users experiment, share performance benchmarks, and report glitches, the kernel can adapt rapidly, shaping the next iteration of what Linux and Intel hardware can do together. So whether you're a sysadmin, data scientist, student, or just curious about the shifting sands of open source, keep an eye on how IAA support rolls out with Wildcat Lake. There's every reason to think that in-memory analytics, once a high-end luxury, is about to become a standard feature, sparked by open development, broad collaboration, and a drive to make performance tech accessible to all. As always, the Linux story is one of progress through community, open, iterative, and deeply focused on empowering users. Thanks for listening.